The peace and love of our Lord be with you all, dear heart dwellers. During the glorious mysteries of the Rosary, Blessed Mother began, "My son is concerned about the disposition of your hearts. You must ask him to guard it at all times, as it is written in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Mother Mary continued, "Your faith wanes because you have not seen with your earthly eyes what is truly taking place behind the scenes. My children, you must guard against this doubt and reject it. Let it not take root, and cling to your Lord who will deliver you. Have faith and trust in him, and not in your own abilities or wisdom. The Lord greatly values imperishable qualities, such as a gentle and quiet spirit. Let your adornment be the hidden person of the heart. It is who you truly are when no one else is looking. If you struggle with faithlessness and doubt, you must allow yourselves to be transformed from the inside out by God's Spirit. Ask him to help you with this transformation and stay steadfast in your resolve to work with Holy Spirit. I was thinking about a hidden place to store food in case our reserve stock gets ransacked during times of famine." Our Lady responded to this thought, "Yes, this is a good idea. When food diminishes from store shelves and people start to get desperate, they will seek out every available option to satisfy their hunger. Do this on the mountain and in town. Now, child, turn your attention back on the mystery you are praying." I said, "Yes, Mother." And because I have an attention span of a gnat, my mind drifted to seeing President Trump in great distress as I was going to bed last night. The president was tired, exhausted, and seemed entirely depleted of energy, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I said to him, "Mr. President, clearly you have reached a degree of exhaustion beyond measure. Let us take it from here and lift you up continually and without ceasing in prayer. We will enlist all of heaven to pray for you. Rest now, Mr. President. Please rest in our Lord's presence, and may his peace envelop you always." Blessed Mother continued, "Pray for President Trump. He so needs your prayers during these difficult times, children. Pray for his leadership and those around him to be filled with divine wisdom and understanding. Pray they will follow the counsel of God and not of man or demons. Pray they will have wisdom and knowledge of God, and that they would only obtain direction and leading from God. Pray that the blessings and presence of my son will be experienced by all people, and that their hearts will thirst for him in their lives. Pray, my dear ones, pray."